Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. We're talking wide receivers as we continue our draft preview series, and it's a position of high turnover already this offseason for the Patriots. Out are the likes of Wes Welker and Brandon Lloyd. In are the likes of Danny Amendola and Donald Jones. But the thinking is, more needs to be done. Now, the Pats have struggled when it comes to drafting wide receivers in their recent history. Will this year be different? Let's take a look at this year's wide receiver prospects. Cordarrelle Patterson is emerging as the consensus top wideout. The 6'2" Tennessee product set a school record for all-purpose yards last season. He's a strong, physical, and quick receiver, though with only 1 year at Tennessee after moving on from junior college, he still has plenty of room to develop as a top-notch NFL wideout.
As a college player, I wanted to just go in and just try to be the best at my position, and hope my dreams can come true and be in the NFL.
Among those in the potential Patriot category, how about Louisiana Tech's Quentin Patton, another junior college product? He's coming off consecutive seasons of over 1,000 yards and double-digit touchdown catches and is considered a smart, savvy receiver with good hands and blocking ability. And he's part of a second tier of wideouts, being seen as second and third round picks. And perhaps in the next tier, Aaron Dobson of Marshall, who ran a 4.4 second 40 at his pro day last month after a hamstring injury limited him at the combine. His 24 touchdowns at Marshall put him in a tie with Patriots Hall of Famer Troy Brown for fourth on the school's all-time list. And at 6'3", Dobson provides solid height to a team's receiving corps. And here now to help us break down the wide receiver position, Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly. Andy, thanks for joining us. I know you're very passionate about the wide receiver position this year.
I am, because I think it's one of the biggest needs on the team. And I like going into a draft feeling pretty confident they're going to take a guy, because then you can research all the prospects and figure out which one do you think can be a Patriot. And I think there's an intrigue at the wide receiver this
year. Well, do you think the first round is a spot that they'll take one? They've never taken a wide receiver in the first round under Bill Belichick. Is this the year?
I don't think it's the year, because I think there's great depth in this draft. Mm-hmm. Second, third round. I think you can get any kind of receiver you want, and obviously people for them, they're pointing towards the Patriots needing an outside deep threat. I think you can get that in the second round. You look in the first round, it seems like guys are getting overvalued. And in my opinion, one guy that a lot of Patriots fans want, Tavon Austin, West Virginia, sort of the talk of the town, you know, this fast, quick, undersized, but also can get down the field playmaker. You're looking at a guy like that who's undersized to me, now is a top half of the first round mm-hmm. pick. And we know value is the key word. To me, that's not value. Value will be in the second round getting a big body receiver for the outside.
Okay, so speaking of that, who are some guys in mind? We know they have picks in the first, second, and third round. We know there's been a lot of turmoil, upheaval at wide receiver. Those first three rounds, who are a couple guys that you have in mind?
The first guy that I've really fallen in love with is Terrence Williams. He's out of Baylor. Huge production. 97 catches. Kind of a tweener. Not the real 6'4 guy. 6'1, 6'2 range. Can get down the field. Ultra confident. That's one of the things I fell in love with at the combine. You know, one of the criticisms with a lot of those guys is they just run go patterns. They just blow by corners. And he basically said, if you can, why not? And I like that. I want that cocky playmaker on the outside, you know, as the developmental guy who can maybe add a spark to this offense. Maybe a guy who's not going to go in his shell if Brady yells at him once mm-hmm. or twice. I think you need that swagger to fit in with this offense. I think that's why Gronk worked early, Hernandez worked early. To me, you have to be cocky to fit in with this offense. He has it. Robert Woods is a guy out of USC. Similar size, sort of that tweener, not the real huge guy. But I'm not sure the Patriots want that real huge guy anymore. I mean, they sort of swung and missed on PK Sam and that body mm-hmm. type. I think they've realized they need the tweeners. That's why Terrence Williams, second round, is the guy.
Okay, you've fallen in love with Terrence Williams. We've made that clear. We'll put a little heart around you and Terrence Williams.
No question.
How about
get the shirts made. I heart Williams.
Play on words, too. It's Andy Hart. You know, there's a lot of ways we
That's
can go
we
with that.
Here.
But then when we get to the seventh round, the undrafted free agents, and we know with only five picks, they might be going heavy on those undrafted free agents. Any guys you've fallen in love with that could be later round, under the radar guys?
There's one guy under the radar, Elon. Obviously not a SEC powerhouse, not a pipeline school. Aaron Millett, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Mr. and Mrs. Millett. But he's a bigger-bodied guy, very productive at that level. Love on film watching his hands first and foremost because, you know, Bill Belichick always says you got to get open and then catch the football. And we've seen some guys struggle catching the football. Aaron Millett gets open, great body control, good size, catches the football. Late-round prospect.
Okay, we can't promise anything, but hopefully the next time we have Andy back here, we will not match as well as we do now. It's not the end of the world, but...
Ah. This is the TV look, right? Light blue shirt on TV is where it's at, especially in today's HD cameras.
We're big on the blue. But we will have Andy back, and we will continue with the offense in our draft preview series soon. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.